ASEAN and UN tourism convert 10 countries into a destination for every dream. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, is an economic partnership between Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. It is a destination for every dream. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, launched in 1967, promotes economic, political, and social cooperation among its member countries. In 2008, former UNWTO Secretary General Francesco Frangiali and the ASEAN Secretary General Dr. Surin Pitsawan signed an MOU of enhanced cooperation. A similar agreement was signed yesterday, about 17 years later, given the just-started campaign for a new UN Tourism Secretary General. The current UN Tourism Secretary General, Zurab Palalakashvili, has been changing UNWTO rules so he can run for a third term and has been using UNWTO resources to campaign. He needs visibility and last-minute PR, making this ASEAN agreement appear part of his questionable campaign. Of course, the just-signed MOU with ASEAN is also an important issue for candidates running against Zurab this year, with a lot of backdoor diplomacy already discussed. ASEAN tourism activities are at an all-time low, and there is an urgent need to reinvent and republish this otherwise necessary cooperation. Tourism has always been a major point of cooperation, and it became very active with the ASEAN Tourism Discussion Group on Yahoo in 2001, facilitated by this publication. ASEAN has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with UN Tourism, the UN-affiliated agency for tourism. This strategic partnership aims to advance sustainable tourism practices and equip the region with the tools necessary to thrive in a post-pandemic world. The MOU establishes a robust framework for technical cooperation, focusing on key areas such as tourism competitiveness, capacity building, and sustainability. By harnessing best practices and innovative solutions, this collaboration will empower ASEAN member states to enhance the resilience and value of their tourism industries. iturbonews.com. Key objectives of the partnership include enhancing competitiveness, developing strategies to elevate ASEAN's profile as a premier travel destination while preserving regional identity. Capacity building, implementing training programs and workshops to equip stakeholders with the skills necessary to adapt to emerging trends. Promoting sustainability and inclusivity, supporting environmental conservation and cultural preservation while ensuring tourism benefits all communities, particularly marginalized groups. This partnership also addresses the urgent need for resilience building after COVID-19, prioritizing eco-friendly, community-centric travel experiences that bolster local economies. The MOU envisions a future where ASEAN's tourism potential is fully realized, promoting economic growth, cultural exchange, and regional harmony. It is a destination for every dream. ASEAN issued a full statement on its activities. The press statement, in PDF form, can be downloaded here.